One of the major selling points for a self-driving car has to do with human behavior. Impaired drivers account for more than 30,000 traffic deaths in the U.S. alone each year.
This is our job in academia, to influence the development of this technology.
Miloš Mladenovic just got his PhD in engineering from Virginia Tech.
But the major push for this technology is coming for a lot of companies. So most of the development is solely driven with economic interest. I don't see it as the only source of inspiration for this technology.
Mladenovic created an interactive survey for his PhD dissertation as a way to get outside the scientific realm and bring in the human factor. The whole idea of a computer crash takes on a new meaning when you're talking about cars.
Yeah, it's like when you're trying to get through to someone on IT help, and you're just like, I want to talk to a person, and you can't. You can't explain to a computer.
There were interviews and conversations, plus a simulated driving experience where people were asked to rate the priority of their trips using a point system. That's so a driverless car network could make choices about which vehicles to send first in a lane change or intersection.
It was interesting that they seemed to bring up the social aspect of, is my drive more important than your drive? Is my drive more important than the other person's drive? And how do you balance all that out? And now there may be an ability to kind of do that, kind of a marketplace for how you drive through intersections, you know, who gets preferential treatment.
Mladenovic based his point system on the idea that most people will cooperate, especially if they get a reward. Drivers can choose a lower priority and then store up points to use in emergencies. In his scenario, it's social good for the majority rather than, say, an economic type weighting where people who spend the most would get the highest priority in traffic.
I went through like 100 questions, and it seemed to have a dilemma zone, where it knew you were getting close to being out of points or maybe not have enough points to get the highest priority. Let's say that was 10 points. It would let you get to right about 11 and then say, okay, you got to go to the hospital. Are you going to use all your points or not? And you really had to make that decision. So it's always in the back of my mind that I need to save enough points or keep enough points for that emergency trip so that I can move to the top of the priority list when I come to an intersection.
A lot of people assume that people don't know things. But people know certain things.
Again, Miloš Mladenovic.
So when you have a lot of people bringing up a certain perspective, you get many perspectives. And that's I think, really important for technology. I mean, I had 33 people that I interviewed. They all made similar points for some things like safety or what about hacking and things like that. But each one of them brought a different kind of thing.
A few weeks ago, Mladenovic defended his doctoral dissertation based on this survey, and he received his PhD from Virginia Tech. As a scientist, he plans to continue working on the human side of self-driving technology.
We used to design as a human, like as a civilization, we used to design technology on the basis of need or immediate need, to satisfy immediate need. But now I think in the 21st century, we should also look forward, not just to resolve our current issues, but to predict what potential issues, new issues we might create with introducing technology. So we don't just keep on fixing the problems. We can anticipate the problems and maybe prevent them.
I'm Robbie Harris.